The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
When you get to the end of the season, you've got the really the best teams across the course of the competition. A lot of it does come down to execution, and it's hard to get lots of good chances against those good defensive teams, and Richmond are certainly one of those. But we worked hard to get them, and yeah, we probably, you know, it had sort of similarities to the last time we played them. The difference was in the second, third quarter when we had our chances last time, we took them and ended up 10 or 12 goals in front. And you know, against Richmond, you need that sort of buffer, because when they get the momentum, you know, they can be difficult to stop. But still, you know, it's not the time to go into too much detail now, but yeah, there were just some things that we did in the third quarter that are going to take a long time to get over.
You were playing on a lot in the first half, and they sent a goal at Katawa in the second half. Was that simply a result of them applying extra pressure to you guys, or were you...
No, they defended pretty well. I mean, but yeah, I think it was... I think you're onto something there. Playing on's not quite right, but the way we used the ball didn't challenge them a lot in the third quarter in particular. And they got the game on their terms, and a few, you know, average turnovers left us a bit vulnerable the other way.
Damien Hardwick spoke very clearly about the fact that he doesn't think the industry makes enough of finishing top four, and what an achievement it is to finish in the prelim finals or make a grand final. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, of course I do. Everyone in the know thinks that. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem as if there are that many people in the know. Should I include you in that?
No, I agree with you and Damien Hardwick, but my opinion is irrelevant.
Wouldn't that be nice? If the media's opinion was irrelevant.
Chris, I'm happy to be guided by you on the appropriate time to discuss this issue.
Yeah.
I will ask you. There'll obviously be
Okay, I'll do my best.
On Gary Ablett Jr.'s future, right?
Was that not the time? Okay. Yeah, not the time.
How do you feel the forward line function without Hawkins? Obviously, the small forwards were up and about early. Henderson had some moments, Raven Kalea good in the air. How did you see that?
Yeah, we thought it was pretty good. It was pretty good execution of what we planned. Got some chances. Thought Henderson was good. Radigalia, he's going to be a pretty good player. You know, he was still good tonight, but you can just see him completing some of the good looks he had in the future. So, yeah, those two targets were good. The smalls were pretty good. Yeah, well, all in all, couldn't really fault those guys down there too much.
Just in the broadest possible terms, Chris. I mean, you finished on top of the ladder. You've had a great season. You've won a final. You obviously don't lack a lot. Can you sum up sort of what you're missing still, you think?
Again, it's not really the time, because I'm not... To be honest, I'm not really in the emotional headspace to even speak accurately if I chose to. And it takes a little bit to work through as well. I think there's nothing worse than saying things in the heat of the moment like this and looking back and regretting them. I mean, as we were last year, pretty clear where we need to improve and where some of the deficiencies in our game are, but we're just not in the business of explaining that to people. I don't think that's our role, and anyone who thinks it is just wrong.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.